Hundreds of additional law enforcement officers will be among the tens of thousands of spectators attending tomorrow's July 4th celebration on the Boston Esplanade. The increase in security comes as the city prepares for the largest major public event since the Boston Marathon attack. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Steve McDonald. Yep.
Steve McDonald answers one of the two cell phones he's been carrying constantly this week to plan for Boston's 4th of July celebration. For 38 of the 40 years since the Boston Pops fireworks spectacular began, McDonald has been handling logistics and media for Boston 4 Productions, which puts on the show. But the undercurrent below this year's 40th anniversary show is the bombing of the last major public event in Boston just 11 weeks ago.
Because the marathon, much like this event, is a free and open to the public event where there is no hard line of security. We worked closely with the law enforcement agencies, came up with a plan, went over what would be allowed and what wouldn't be allowed that was reasonable.
Among the things not allowed this year are backpacks. All personal items must be carried in clear bags. Banned are coolers on wheels, glass containers, and cans. As well this year, there will be a wider area around the hat shell, gated off with revelers required to pass through a security checkpoint. McDonald says other than that, the audience may not notice much of a difference.
Once you go through the checkpoint, it's going to be pretty much the same. We have a very sophisticated surveillance system in place. Many cameras have been added to help give a set of eyes, on a constant basis.
Along with all those new surveillance cameras will be hundreds more law enforcement officers.
There'll probably be twice as many as what we've had in the past.
State Police Superintendent Colonel Tim Albin won't give an exact number, but says it'll be almost double the usual number of troopers on patrol.
Some of them will be quite visible. Our troopers are all going to be wearing their yellow traffic vests, and we want the public to see them. The other part of that, the less transparent one, will be a significant number of undercover officers.
There will also be more federal officers, National Guard troops, local police, and MBTA officers. Police have also set up a tip line so people can text anonymous messages to law enforcement about anything suspicious. All the added security reassures some revelers, but it's making others nervous. Michael McCumber, who's visiting from Pittsburgh, says he'll watch the show far away from the center of the festivities at the Hat Shell because he can't help but think about the marathon.
It just happened here, so it's a big public event. You know, being in Pittsburgh, we haven't had any incidents, so given Boston has, it makes you think.
Since the April 15th bombing, state, federal, and local law enforcement officials traveled to New York and London and consulted with international security experts who came to Massachusetts. State Police Colonel Albin says he doesn't want to speculate on the reports that the alleged marathon bombers may have been planning a 4th of July attack. But he says he's ready for the estimated 500,000 people expected to attend Boston's signature Independence Day event tomorrow.
There's no denying the recent history that we've all lived through here. You know, my family will be there, and it's the first time I think they're ever coming. And if I had any concerns, about anything, I certainly wouldn't put my family in harm's way. I think everybody's just going to have a great time, and I would just encourage everyone to come down and do that. This is the 4th of July. This is Massachusetts. This is our history.
Many driving and pedestrian restrictions on Storrow Drive and the Esplanade go into effect this morning. Further restrictions will be in place tonight and even more tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.